Blog Talk Radio.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the.
Taking care of my little people. Yeah. But how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Pretty good. interesting day yesterday. Dad and I went for our monthly bass tournament, and it was quite interesting. I caught a few fish, but they weren't big enough to weigh in at the end of the tournament. But yeah, it was an adventure. It always is with my dad. It seems like he's doing everything that I did when I was like 12 or 13, you know. Poor dad's getting old, and he has regressed to the way I was when I was young, because I feel like I'm the father when we're fishing, because I'm having to untangle his pole, and he'll get it caught on a stump or, man, we got there at 5:30 in the morning. Dad was walking back to the car and fell flat in his face.
Oh, shit.
To start off the morning, yeah. He was fine, just getting himself up. And then, interesting thing later in the day was it was got windy, and Dad was casting, and he cast, and the wind caught it and blew it 5 feet onto the bank, into the woods, into this thorn bush. So I had to pull the boat all the way up on the bank of this island and get out of the boat and reach my hands into this thorn bush and try to get his crankbait out of the thorns. So I was pissed because I was getting cut and everything else, and finally got it out. And so I was like, you know, let's go somewhere else on the lake. And put the life jackets on, I cranked the big motor, getting ready to haul ass down the lake. And right before I hit the throttle, Dad's like, oh, shit. And I said, what? And I look over, and his damn crankbait, which a crankbait's, you know, a little fish, a little minnow, it's got hooks on both ends of it. And he had dropped it, and it had hooked his shorts where his damn ball sack is. And Dad's overweight, so he can't see but stomach in front of him, and he's sitting down. So I had to stop the boat, and we're in the middle of the lake, and I'm trying to pull these hooks out of his shorts where his balls are. Yeah, if somebody would have been driving by, they, you know, Dad's sitting there just enjoying it, and here's his son fondling his crotch trying to get these hooks out.
Yeah, that's love. That's love right there. That's love right there.
I was just like, man, can this get any worse?
Oh, my God.
Dad didn't catch any fish. He just caught a ball sack.
Hey, you know, at least your daddy's cool, you know what I mean? A couple weeks ago, you know, my mom, she's the master of the burping. She does amazing burps, and it's where I've perceived my talents. And so, like, a couple weeks ago, I was like, Mom. So I just, like, released a video of me and Nathan, and I would really love it if you would do a video with me, you know. It's like, I'll just come over, and we'll eat lunch, and we'll just burp, you know, together. Like, make some music. She refuses to do it with me because, oh, my God, you know, I can't have that out on YouTube or on Facebook because I'm a professional, and I wouldn't want anybody to not hire me because of that. Mom, she's like a professional housewife, okay? That's what she is. Mm-hmm. I mean, the woman, like, when my dad talks about her, he's like, you know your mom, she'll never get a freaking job. She just wants me to do everything for her. And he's pretty much right, you know, but I can't get her to fucking make a video with me. She's such a prude. It pisses me off. I'm like, fine, we'll put a mask on you, woman. And she's like, I'm not going to do that. So come on, we'll just put a mask on. I would love to sit down and be able to get my mom's burps on videos because they're hellacious. But she's too proper to put anything out there. But, like, she's, you know, I hate people like this. Like, her and I, we ram heads about the situation of the fact that, you know, I'm okay with my retardedness out on the internet. Like, I'm just okay about it. And she gets mad at me and, like, you know. But, you know, my mom is a freak. And she's crazy, but she, you know, she, like so many other people, are scared of people judging that they keep this image, you know, this professional image. But, you know, you close the doors and it's wild times, you know.
Right.
Yep. But whatever, she sucks. My mother sucks. In that regard. So I'm glad your dad's nuts are okay and he didn't, like, you know, hook them completely.
Right.
That would have really sucked. Could you imagine that? taking your pop's hospital. Oh, that was my dad's picture. He caught his balls. Oh, shit. That would be funny, that's all I'm saying.
I know, right?
You're not with it. You're not with it, yo. Should we play a song so you can regroup?
No, I'm good. I'm trying to multitask a bunch of different shit at the same time. I'm here. I'm good. quick announcement. Tomorrow is Full Spectrum Radio's 1 year anniversary.
Yay.
So Matt and Dennis will have a very, very special show tomorrow. I'll probably call in and give those guys a lot of hell as much as possible. And but yeah. So 1 year of having Full Spectrum Radio, including your girl. I don't know if she's gonna call in tomorrow or not, but one of your girls who actually originally started the show with Matt, Sarah. So congratulations to all three of them for 1 year.
Wait, what is Sarah doing?
Huh?
Oh, it's a year anniversary, you mean?
I don't know if she's calling in tomorrow, but she actually originally started the show a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to congratulate her as well.
Nice. Very nice.
And Paranormal Access Radio will be going off the air after this Friday, their final broadcast. I want to wish Amy and Chris all the best. And they got a lot of stuff on their plate, college and work and whatnot, and they're unable to continue the show. But we are working with someone right now who will be taking over and starting a new show on Friday night. So, we will still be broadcasting on Fridays once we get the new show up and running.
Fantastic.
Yep. So, those are some of the things. We're coming up on the very scary month of October.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always usually a lot of paranormal events going on, lots of investigations, public events, public investigations. Busy time of the year for a lot of the paranormal peeps out there. So, I will not. Thank goodness. You know, if I was actually doing my conference and had a team going and whatnot, I would probably be really, 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 really stressed out because the conference was scheduled for the first part of October, the first weekend in October. So I would be pulling my hair out right now. But I am not. So I am all good. No stress for me.
You know, I turned down so much stuff this year, and I'm so glad that I did it. I just cleared my stuff so I could work on other stuff. Other stuff is more important to me than these events and stuff right now. You know? Because, like you said, it just gets too stressful.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. You know, and, you know, it's amazing to me to see some of the other people in the field making comments about drama. I even saw a post from, and I'm not going to say his name, but a very prominent person on television that's into paranormal that has a couple girls messing with him. He was talking about having to block them. He was calling them para whores. So,
seriously?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
So there's a lot of crap still going on.
I don't understand what the hell is wrong with this field and the way that they discriminate women. It is unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. I don't know. Maybe, like, just here in the Midwest, like, the men, you know, that I was raised around and, you know, my upbringing, like, people just don't, like, women just aren't talked to and called whores all the time, okay? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And I, you know, it's like men can have a sex life, you know? But a woman, a single woman can't. She's going to be judged or whatever. And I think it's bullshit. We don't live in a time where, you know, I mean, stuff is just so messed up these days. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's very disappointing.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You know, that's just my upbringing, too. You know, I'm originally, my whole family's from Ohio, and I was taught not to disrespect women, you know. And I don't know. The mentality sometimes, I just wonder about people.
Yeah. And you know what? Another thing that I noticed when I went to Scarefest, and I'm not just, like, pointing at Scarefest. I'm pointing at, like, every single event that is being held with the paranormal. You barely see any women being headlined. It's nothing about the women. It's all about the fucking men. And, you know, I think to myself, there are so many women that I see that are out there that are really, like, trying to be a part of this field and being active, and, you know, they're not being accepted, or, you know, they're completely looked over.
Right.
It's a really sad thing to see. I wish that is something that would change in the paranormal field, that women would start being empowered more by the people holding these events, as well as the men and the way that they treat these women, like, you know, whatever. We don't need to go any further.
Right.
I could be a bitch and really just fucking go at it, but enough said.
Maybe when I get back into the paranormal at some time, maybe I'll do an event where every speaker is a woman.
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think I've
got to do it.
I think I better be invited to it.
Yeah. Well, of course, don't.
Yeah.
Unless you got a penis.
A penis?
Huh? Yeah.
A penis? I do not have a penis.
Okay. Okay. Then you would be invited.
Sweet. God, I want to know who the guy is that was doing it and you blocked. Gosh. Let's give him a clue. I could trick some bitches on his ass.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, a show that you would really like, and I know you don't watch a lot of TV.
Not at all.
It's not a reality show at all. It's a show on, I want to say it's on ABC. It's on ABC, I believe. It's called Sleepy Hollow.
I don't know. I have not seen it.
Yeah, it's a really good show. They've taken the old legend of Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman, and it's a whole new spin. And Ichabod Crane is actually in present day, and the Headless Horseman has rose. And what they find out is the Headless Horseman is one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And there's witchcraft, witches involved, and demons, and a whole, it's awesome. I really enjoy that show.
Nice.
It's a storyline that kind of appeals to us in, the spirit world, but it deals with the Bible and the coming of end of days and demonic entities and witchcraft, and so it's just a really cool show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that I will check it out. I have a hard enough time watching my own stuff. Like, there's only a couple shows that I record, and True Blood.
Yeah.
Is one.
I say right.
Hell yeah. They're not.
Yeah, you might want to check that one out because, like I said, it's not a reality show. It's an actual TV show, with a really cool storyline, and it always keeps you on your toes. You don't know what's coming next, and damn it, last night was the second episode, and damn it, every damn episode they leave you on a cliffhanger where you're like, shit. So you don't know what's coming next. And then you got to wait a whole week. But yeah, and when we have one of your friends that's going to be calling in here in a little while.
Well, you've interviewed him before.
Yeah, and Daryl Campbell, he's a paranormal investigator and really cool guy and does a lot of cool things for the paranormal. So we'll be calling in. So.
Nice.
I never heard back from the Deep South guys. I hope that they will come on our show at some point.
There we go.
I'm sorry. I just got this video of Phil and I, of me burping. I burped in his ear while he was drunk. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Oh my God. I have too much fun with these things.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, dang. I burp way too much.
Now, while we're waiting, I'm going to play something here. It's only about a minute and a half. A real funny comedian from down here in our area in the South. This is Mr. Rodney Carrington.
I don't think your attitude is going to change when you're dead and gone. You know, wherever you go, wherever you end up, you're going to run into the same people that pissed you off in the past. I get pissed off every day on the road driving. You know, somebody cuts you off. You son of a bitch! You pull up next to him. I'm going to kick Jesus Christ, you're a big bastard. Aye! Woo! Shit! I just came up here to tell you I screwed up back there. I didn't... I got money. Thank God he's in a seatbelt. Just don't think your attitude's going to change. You get to heaven, you get up there, you get your wings, you become an angel, they get their wings, they become angels, they fart, they flap their wings, you son of a bitch. If you do that again, we'll rip a wing off, you're going to be flying around in circles. I'll probably get a tiny little set of wings for that comment, I won't even be able to fly. I'll be like a wounded duck up there. This is bullshit! I could be wrong. Maybe God will open the door and go, you funny son of a bitch, get in here! God, it's good to see you. Where the fuck you been?
Oh, I love Rodney Carrington. Funny character. Such a laugh. Oh, wow, you're a fake. That's fake. Fake. Oh, man. I know you are. But, you know, kind of like, where is it? Oh, yeah. Right here.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets up. Fucking, you know.
Oh my God.
I'm putting you on the spot, but have you combed the news? Found any crazy news here lately?
Yeah, of course. You know me, I'm always looking at that weird stuff. All right, what we got in the news? Well, most recently there was somebody had an exchange student 10 years ago and allowed him to come back into their house. And he came back in the house and I think he tortured her for like 10 hours. And, you know, was telling her that he was trying to protect her and he had to kill the demons in her. So he tortured her for like 10 hours. Attacked her. An attack that lasted 10 hours and that demons were coming for her. So that's kind of crazy. So, yeah, he's kind of in jail right now. There's that. And then, masturbating mailman. He delivers his mail butt naked and masturbating outside of people's houses.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. Yes, sir. Let's see. Have you heard about the new, the Naked Haunted House in Pennsylvania?
No.
Oh, yeah. So No, this is an actual haunted house in Pennsylvania that After certain hours, you can go and go in there completely naked with other people and go through the haunted house. People will be staring at you naked. So you might, you know, somebody might grab somebody's Johnson. You never know. So this definitely is not a place for prudes. So yeah, that is, yeah, out there.
Wow.
I always find the good news, don't I? Whoa, a man cut off his testicle to delay his wedding.
What?
Now that shit's code. Okay. Yeah, the man cut his testicle off so that it would delay his wedding. Wedding guests arrived and everything, and he cut them off with a pair of scissors.
Oh!
Could you imagine, like, why? Okay, you know what? You know, it's best for me not to say anything. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Oh,
I like to talk about some things, but when it comes to marriage, I just have like a different point of view on it than I did 20 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
To so many people, it's just, you know, it's a piece of paper, you know? People don't take it serious, and I don't know. I don't think that humans are, capable.
I told Bree that wanting to do the show on Friday, if she would like to call in, she could. That way we can get some callers in here.
Okay, here's another story about a couple that were arrested for making videos of people having sex with dogs. Pornographic videos featuring dogs. yeah.
I still can't get over the haunted house that you can go in butt naked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me. Wow. Man, it's hard to keep up with everything at once.
Oh, I'm telling you what, I mean, if it's not a zombie attack, it's some sexual weird shit going on.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
3580. The call-in number tonight is 323-580-5703. Bree just tried to call in and got a busy signal. So what's up with that? Okay, I have a caller on hold here. Hello?
Hello, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
So here's another story about a man branding his girlfriend's vagina with his initials. Okay.
You know that was a long night, and she agreed to it. I didn't know you were going to bring that up. Oh, wait, no, that's somebody else, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on one second. I believe you, Kevin, you said Bree tried to call in?
Let's see here. Bree. I don't see her yet.
Well, no, I'm saying you said she tried to call in.
Yeah. She's okay, I think we have her now. Bree, are you there?
Yeah.
Finally. Oh. Bree, I just got your text, and it wasn't just me. It was you also.
And what?
I said it wasn't just me. It was you also. I just got your text when I had called into the show myself. So now that we've left Kevin and Jody confused.
Well, Jody, this is Bree. She's friends with Matt and Dennis. I just met her a couple days ago, started talking to her, and she's going to be taking over the Friday night time slot on this network.
Fantastic. That's exciting.
It is.
Yeah. Who are you doing it with?
I think I'll have a couple co-hosts. So,
yeah.
Mr. Matt, maybe.
Of course, me and Dennis.
He's gonna end up being on like every night.
Yeah, you know what's funny is when it came or the information came to us that Chris and Amy weren't gonna be on anymore, and I was talking to Chris and I was talking to Amy, and if Amy wanted to do it, I was going to help her out for the time being. And I was like, well, they'd be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then with all this stuff that happened with Ray, or that we thought was happening with Ray on Thursday, but it was just miscommunication. Then I was like, okay, so what about Thursday? So I'm like, I just need to quit my job. And Kevin, we got to talk about salary for Blog Talk here.
Good
right?
idea. Good idea.
Yeah, but it'll be cool to have another female on the network. Wouldn't you agree, Jody?
Yes, it will. It'll be fantastic. I think you'll like you'll like being a part of. You know, we don't cause no problems with each other, and we all get along, and we help each other out, too. So, like, you know, if you got something that comes up, you know, somebody will come to your rescue. So that's always a nice thing, you know.
Right, and it's always good to meet new people, even if it's not just in person. I mean, you know, through your radio show, and you can meet so many good people.
You're absolutely right. I've met so many people I otherwise would have never spoken with if it hadn't been for Kevin. So, yeah, I owe him a lot.
I will fully agree with that. Also, Jody, Kevin, well, Kevin, you know, but Jody, I don't know. Well, you don't pay attention to me, so that's all right.
what are you talking about? I have conversations with you on Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
Were we just not having a full-blown conversation?
Yes,
I
know we were.
Okay, so I ignore you. You want to take that back? You want to take it back? I call bullshit
just,
right here.
Yes, I'm just giving you shit. That was bullshit. Yes, you are correct. I'm just.
All right, I'm giving you shit back.
Yeah, I know. And,
okay.
You know, yours is always more meaningful than mine is.
Right?
But, no, so tomorrow is Full Spectrum's 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody, Bree, you included also, you got time to stop in, say hi, call, shoot the shit. That's what I was in the middle of doing, actually, was setting up what I tried to do, and I can't find any information on this person. I'm not going to say who it is just right off the bat, but... I went through when Sarah and I had started Full Spectrum Radio and went through the Wix page that she set up. and went back to the very, very first guest because I wanted to have the first guest, and then I was going down the list of all the guests that we had had up until we stopped updating the Wix page about it, and was contacting them to just, you know, call in 2-3 minutes up until the last guest that we had being Paul that did the sound bites for us. So I was kind of I want to do, which I mean, 2 hours worth of time, and I know about maybe only 30% of the people throughout that time could do it, but I thought it'd be a cool idea to have that timeline of start to current of guests to call in and say, hey, you know, what's up, blah, blah, that kind of thing. So.
Cool. Can I have my daughter call in?
Of course.
You can, she can tell you her story about her shadow man. You can ask her some questions.
Ooh, really?
Oh yeah, she'll talk to
you. I know the stories about. Well, you did kind of tell me a little bit about it, but I know more of the stuff about your son. And
my daughter, she's 5, but yeah, she has full blown conversations with kids at school about her shadow man in her bedroom.
Yeah,
so
definitely more than welcome.
He laughs at her. He laughs at her and it freaks her out.
I'll just call in, Matt, just to give you and Dennis shit.
Yeah, I know that. I was expecting that.
I'm gonna be a mom, you know that. So I gotta, you know, incorporate my child somehow.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Jody, abstract thought here about something upcoming, trying to help somebody else. Mark, the guy I started CPR with, his girlfriend's trying to write a paper and for school. And what her paper is, do you think that children are more beneficial homeschooled or public school?
Ooh, you know what? Like, I think it really depends on the child, because honestly, like, you know, I don't really talk about this much, but I have a son that has alopecia, and so when he gets really upset or, like, stressed out, he loses his hair. So he is completely bald. He has no eyebrows, no eyelashes, and he has no hair. Since he started school. And before that, I didn't even know he had alopecia, and he never showed any signs of anything. And as soon as he started school, his hair started falling out. And I always thought, you know, it would be interesting to see if he was pulled out of the scenario and he was, like, more in a, like, just with me, but, like, you know, was doing, like, you know, something online. You know, like, some, you know, when they have, like, online homeschool stuff. And
yeah.
I was, you know, wondering, like, if having that, like, just stress of other kids making fun of him and all of that stuff, if it would be more beneficial for him. But I'm not going to go and do anything like that. You know, I look at it like this. He needs to mature and, like, learn how to deal with his issues. If it is school and, like, school-related, he needs to find his own way and find the tools to learn how to manage his stress level that's causing him to lose his hair. So I think in certain situations, it kind of depends on the child. Like, you know, needy children, I think it would be beneficial for them. But, you know, it goes back to the parent. Is the parent lazy? Is it, you know, somebody who's going to be taking care, you know, I really think it just depends on the parent and the child situation.
Well, I definitely agree with that, and I'm actually coming up probably, obviously not tomorrow, but next week I'm going to do a whole show about it. I have a parent who homeschools their kid, and I also have a teacher from public school to see that is going to get into to social behavior and the lack thereof in private school of not having the social interactions. and what kind of effects that that can also have on their future of how they interact with other people as they grow older. But I completely agree with you in that, yeah, it is situational. But if you have a parent that is basically does the kid's homework for them and does everything else, like what kind of future do they have in a homeschool situation? And like it's I personally think it's going to be a really, really interesting show because I'm directly 50-50 on the fence of I think it comes down because the child, depending on the age, is kind of thrown into it and is made to do it. But it doesn't mean that that's the most beneficial thing for the child, even if the parent thinks so.
Yeah.
So that's something we're going to dive into pretty – I'm going to get pretty in-depth with it as far as asking some pretty hard questions. So, and if you want to be a part of that, you're more than welcome to also.
Cool. I definitely could hate that sucker, being a mom. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Bree, you're gonna cover a lot of different topics on your show. Some of the ideas that you were discussing with me.
Right.
What are some of the things that you just to tell Jody, and of course I don't know if Matt knows. What are some of the things that you want to try to cover on your show?
Obviously, definitely, you know, the paranormal, government, military, law enforcement, some of the politics, just a broad spectrum of everything.
Nice.
So are you going to be broad spectrum radio?
My what?
So are you going to be broad spectrum radio? Is that a full spectrum?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
No,
Dennis had mentioned deep gravity with Bree. You know, the whole gravity problem I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, part of our job, Matt, and Dennis, even Jody if she'd like, is to try to help Bree come up with a title for her show.
I mean, there's a few, but I want, you know, just get a pool of names and then kind of decide.
Did you, didn't you mention that you kind of have some gifts as well?
I do.
What kind of gifts do you have?
I am, you know, medium. I'm still actually working on strengthening it. I'm not extremely strong, but as far as, like, sensing spirits and reading people, I'm still kind of working on my abilities, so that's
right.
Some of the stuff that...
We all kind of get more sensitive, it seems like, the more paranormal we do. I know Jody and I have talked about it numerous times of how Jody, you've even, you know, talked about some of the things that you have, you know, that have continued to get more, you know, like your dreams where you dream something happened and then a day later it happens. You know, those kind of things, like premonition type dreams. And
I
know myself.
I just had one yesterday and I woke up. I had a dream about a friend I haven't talked to in, a month, like no big deal, you know. But like I was dreaming that I was jumping out of a ship with him and off a ship. And we were like, I was loading my bag. and we were jumping off a ship, and we were going to swim to this other boat. And this is a person I always do crazy shit with, you know? He's kind of like that person that's an adrenaline rush person like me, so we get in trouble together, and I've been friends with him forever, but so, like, you know, I haven't talked to him for, like, a month, and I messaged him yesterday. I'm like, dude, I was having a dream about you. We were jumping out of a ship. And he's like, yeah, I was wondering how long it's going to be before he contacted me, you know. I guess I blew him off or whatever. And I was like, yeah, of course, you know, I have to be dreaming crazy, I'm doing crazy shit with you. So he's like, all right, let's get together and, like, do some crazy shit. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, my dreams are freaky. And you know, I look back to like having them as a child, and I would ignore them. And the more you get into the paranormal and you're around it, you start to pay attention to the things that you didn't pay attention to before. And that's what's so great about it.
Oh yeah.
Well, first off, hopefully that doesn't come true.
But jumping off the ship?
Yeah, exactly. But you're in a situation where you have to pack a bag and jump off a ship.
With this person. I always go boating with this person. So it makes sense because I go fishing with them. And so, you know, I'm probably going to end up, like, fishing with them down in the winter. And we probably will do crazy stuff, you know. I probably will jump off the boat and go snorkeling or something, you know, or scuba diving, who knows? You just never know when, you know, it comes to boating and Jody. It's like, you know, you just make a bear.
Yeah.
To jump
well,
off of
Jody,
yeah.
Jody, you got to come up here in next summer and go boating with us. It's always crazy shit.
You know what? If I do that event again, I'll definitely come up maybe a day earlier and we'll go and do something. You know? I'd rather do it before than after, because afterwards I'm just beat. I just want to drive home.
Yeah, I used to be that way until after Parafest. 3 days of just on the go, and then, you know, food and drinking at night and all that stuff, and then getting 2 hours of sleep and waking up and doing the shit all over again. No, I did not want to fly on Sunday.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
Fuck you, Kevin.
Oh, man.
I have heard that Class A EVP so many times now, it's not even funny.
I still want to know what the hell you were telling Dennis about the motion of the lotion at 3 o'clock in the morning in a hotel room with just him and you.
Oh, being seven?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like how that started is when we were hanging out with Paul, who, if you can bring up one of the FSR ones that he did for us and play that just in voices and all that stuff. And it'll make it a better idea for everybody what I'm talking about here. So, yeah, just play like the Joker or Siphon or Freddy.
Getting nightmares. Then you're not listening to Full Spectrum Radio, the best radio on the planet.
All right, so that's Paul, who was on last Wednesday, and Paul has become a great, great friend of Dennis and I due to Parafest. Dennis was going through and was going or doing the Freddy voice, and he was pretty spot on because his voice was so harsh, and you all know Dennis has kind of a gruff voice the way it is, that if it was Dennis or Paul, in that time that we wouldn't have had any clue who was talking if it was on the phone. So we were talking about creepy voices and just weird situations in movies and all that stuff. And I said, you know what creeps me up a lot is Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. And he's like, and Dennis didn't remember it. Well, at the time on the first one, I'm like, oh, fuck. And like the other one that's on there, if you, I don't know why I'm saying this, if you want to go ahead and play that one also, I'll explain the difference between them. There's a few of them.
Don't joke around. Listen to Full Spectrum Radio, and you'll get a smile on your face.
That one's also Paul. No, I'm talking about the other one that you loaded, where I was doing the put the look on the skin.
You're listening to Full Spectrum Radio. Because whatever doesn't kill ya will simply make you stranger.
Oh, you're talking about the EVP?
The other one puts the lotion on the skin where I'm like, oh, fuck, and I stop.
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets, fucking, you know. All
right, so that one was before we went out. And I had my vampire fangs in, and I hadn't worn them in a long time. So that was before we drank anything. That was just at the hotel room during this conversation. Well, Dennis was giving me shit the whole time throughout the VIP party and throughout like everything else. When we got back to the room, we were so beat and. We were so tired. I was on the couch.
And you were so drunk.
No, and, well, yeah. but I was on the couch just sitting there. I was half asleep, and he walked up, and he goes, dude, do the voice. Somebody's on the phone, which I didn't know that there was nobody on the phone, and it was him doing the fucking voice recording. So he holds his phone up and records me doing the drunken, stupid one being the first one, and then a couple others afterwards. Because he was acting like he was on the phone. The nice thing about the laughter that you hear in the background on the first one that you played is when Dennis was laughing, he physically fell off the bed because he was laughing so hard. Well... The next day, I obviously knew that I did it, and we were talking about it and stuff. I didn't know that it was going to turn into this every show that is played between everybody. That
well, that's what happens. That's what happens when we get dirt on somebody.
Yeah, and I'm fine with it. Don't get me wrong. I've heard it so many times. But, yeah, I know. So it was like that night, the first one you heard was with fangs in my mouth, and I fucked it up because I couldn't speak, and I was, like, almost to the point of drooling. Sober. The other one went out sober.
Like, Jody, she's like a ninja. You're not going to be able to capture dirt on her because you just can't. You never know when she's going to do something, and then when she does it, it's too late to pull out the video.
You are so right about that. I love that about me. That's what's so fucking awesome about me is I'm spontaneous. Like, you just never know. Shit comes up, and I'm like, I'm going with it, you know? Or I just may, like, just like, today, I think today I'm going to go for it. Or, you know, I'll sit on something forever and ever and ever, and then finally I'll just do something crazy to either get it or do it. Or I love chasing stuff. I'm a hunter. Like you said, I'm a ninja. You never know.
That's right. Bree, I don't know if you know what you got yourself into.
Having a good time and getting to meet people is.
Yep.
Well,
you only live once, so have fun with it, you know.
Bree, I'll tell you one thing: you just got pretty much married into the family of some of the craziest and best fuckers on the planet, and that's the ass you got truth. So.
And we'll have your back.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank
man.
Thank you for that.
And every now and then we have special broadcasts. I remember last December we did an End of the World special broadcast. You know, it was supposed to be the day of the apocalypse, and, of course, nothing happened. But we were all on air. And, God, I was in tears. I was laughing so hard because we had all the hosts from all the shows on air at the same time, and it just got nuts.
Yeah, it did. It was wild.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I kind of remember that one, and, yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I don't think Justin ever did his helicopter for me, though, with his pecker.
Playing the guitar.
You know, I wish a guy would just do that for me so I could film it.
Oh, you guys missed this. You called in after we Jody and I were talking about it. Jody, I don't know how she does it, but she always finds the weirdest, craziest news that is out there in the world. And we were talking about there's a haunted house in Pennsylvania. And I'm not talking about a haunted house in the paranormal. I'm talking about haunted house in, you know, Halloween. That you get to go through naked.
What?
Yeah.
I am going to call Scott Grumwald right now.
Here, I will put it in the post. I will put it in the post and share it with y'all, okay? So we can see firsthand what.
You know what?
Out of all the crazy people in the world, Scott would actually go to that.
I would too, penis blazing. No, that's fucking awesome.
I don't know about going somewhere, walking through a haunted house and having people jump off and I'm butt naked. They might get too close and nick something or whatnot, you know?
Hold on. I'm gonna send Scott a text right now. Yeah, so talk amongst yourselves, and I'm going to see if I can get Scott to call in right now. Hold on one second.
Oh, God.
Oh,
that would be bad, because then it would be Scott and Jody, and it'll go south real fast.
And that's perfect.
Love that.
Yeah, Bree, would you go to that haunted house?
No, I think I might pass, because you'll see the true meaning of people getting the shit scared out of them, and
somebody's ding ding is gonna get grabbed, okay? I mean, imagine if a guy falls like on a couple people. Like, another guy could get another man's nutsack on his junk, like, somewhere near him. I mean, it could turn into big battle.
Or they could fall on each other, and one would get teabagged.
This could get pretty hairy.
Oh, God.
literally.
Did people actually pay? Do they have to pay to go through that house?
Yeah. Okay, I just posted an email on that. So, I don't know if we're friends, are we?
He stepped away for a minute.
Wait, are you paging me?
Paging you?
Yeah, it's the '90s. No, what? I thought I heard something like he went away for a minute.
Oh, I said that.
Yeah, was something directed towards me?
Jody,
did you see
talking
I posted it? I posted it. Did you get the tag for the link?
Let me check. Oh, I do have some paranormal goings on and coming out shortly that I do want to. Yes, I did. Awesome.
Naked and Scared Challenge. Do you have what it takes to get butt naked
and go through
this house alone or with other people? Completely nude. It's called the Naked and Scared Challenge. Let's get butt naked and go ghost hunting. Like, I've already been doing this for a while, so it's Scott. What is the beef? Kind of kinky.
Bree, this is what happens when a guest doesn't call in, and then it's what you call just freelancing. I don't know. And what's up with the dude that cut his nutsack off to delay his wedding?
Let me get back to my strange news. I'll get back to it. So a man didn't want to get married, so he cut his nut off with a pair of scissors before he, you know, it's like, seriously, I mean, walk out there and don't cut your balls off. Grow your balls and say, I don't want to get married. Otherwise, I'm going to go back in there and I'm going to cut my nut off. I got the scissors and everything, bitch.
What?
But no, he went, man cuts off his ball and comes walking into the wedding bleeding out. Wedding is delayed. Honeymoon canceled. So he cut his nut off. And then came out into the church that way. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And this was in Brentwood, UK.
Oh, that's
why. For self-mutilating himself. Like, seriously?
Did
now,
it that is
weird. That's some weird
did
news.
Did it say he came out pants on or pants off? Like, was he just dangling without a counterweight? Or?
When I went the church, I saw something on the floor which looked like flesh. I thought it was part of my arm, but it was one of his testicles.
Let's back up a second here. And I went to school for abnormal psychology, and I worked on a bus as an EMT and all
right
that kind of stuff in the past.
He's being evaluated for mental problems.
Obviously. Because I've been on some weird fucking calls when I was running bus.
Uh-huh.
And self-mutilation and stuff like that. I don't know if I would have thought the the actual dispatcher was serious, if it was, hey, respond to XYZ church because man cut testicles off with scissors because he didn't want to get married.
Right.
That, there's some other shit going on there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Clearly. I mean, if you're going to cut your nutsack off, there's some serious issues. Yeah.
No. If I don't want to do something, I'm not going to go to that extreme to stop that, you know, stop something happening. No.
I mean, I've done it a couple times, like if I don't want to go to the grocery store or whatever, just for an excuse, but no. Like, no, how do you actually grab your manhood and say, you know what, these have to go because this is my only way out?
Well, maybe he was listening to a lot of married couples out there and said, dude, once you get married, she's got your nuts in your hand, in her hand. And maybe he was going to cut them off and put them in her hand. I don't know.
Maybe he thought that was literal. And was her purse involved? Because I hear that a lot is, no, oh, my wife, or my nuts are in my wife's purse. I just, there's really nothing I can do about it.
I wonder if he's second, if he's second thought, if he's having second thoughts now. You know, he should have thought of that.
Probably.
Which, actual fact. I'm going to bring this up as an actual fact because it is true. And you can look it up not on Wikipedia, but actually truly online on the government health sites. Women's handbags, guys do not stick your face in for any reason. Due to the fact that they have E. coli, they have traces of fecal matter, they have pretty much, it's nastier than a public toilet at a sporting event. And this is honest to God truth. This is honest to God fact. A woman's handbag is nastier than the pee trough at a baseball field. Reason being,
Oh,
purses, handbags, stuff like that. So, ladies, clean the purses out. I don't know why I say that.
You know what's going to happen? And, man, I need to, I guess I need to play the disclaimer. You're going to get a lot of hate mail for that one.
No, I'm not, though, because, and I can tell you why. This was a report that was done by CNN that actually swabbed the inside of, they swabbed the inside of the normal, the hell was that? It was 25 through 35. Was they swab the inside of their purses, and as you know, every woman kind of has their favorite purse of what they carry around every day and what's comfortable and have all their stuff in it. Well, your makeup when you go and put a brush or lipstick or something like that on the counter in a public restroom, it gathers germs. The other thing. And here's the most interesting thing. When the fecal matter end of it comes in, for a single woman that goes to a club and she meets a guy that's hot and says, hey, you know what, I'm going to lose these panties, whether they're granny panties and it was the only ones and they weren't expecting to hook up, they throw it in there and the fecal matter that is left on the panties gets all over everything. The report ended up coming up from... The report ended up coming up from somebody who got, who went out and slept with two different girls, and he started to report it to the FDA of what the establishment was. Well, come to find out, he left with this woman, and there were other cases that were reported throughout the country, and they started to put it together. Well, what it really comes down to is that the women were taking their panties off and throwing them in their purses or handbags or whatever, and it was causing cases of pink eye, and it was enough throughout the country. Well, you, hey, you're bringing up fucked up news. I'm doing the same thing.
That's right.
But no, that is actually a true story. Is a woman's purse is dirtier than any public restroom at a sporting event.
Well, I'll just keep my hands out of the purses.
Yeah, and I don't remove my panties at places and put them in my purse, so I think I'm pretty safe on the pink eye.
Oh, yeah, and no, that's fine. I'm not saying every single woman out there says, hey, I'm going to go to the club and I'm going to hook up and I'm going to throw my panties in a purse, but for the ones that do, it does happen.
Right?
Yeah.
Now,
Wow, that was a mood killer, huh?
No, I'm just trying to gather my thoughts. You know, talking about nasty purses, it kind of made all my other thoughts of talking about something go away. I gotta shake that off. Okay.
Yeah, Bree, welcome to the family.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Bree, what part of the U.S. are you located?
I'm located in North Dakota.
North Dakota. Is there a lot of any haunted locations up that way?
So there's my house and a house across the street. Well, actually, we have a lot of Indian grounds. Like, I live like 70 miles from a reservation. A lot of the forts are haunted. There's some businesses. I live about 4 blocks from a notorious haunted house in the city. The main ones, I'm trying to think, are probably a couple restaurants and a lot of the Indian forts. There's a lot of haunted areas.
Cool.
The hospital is one of them.
We have a caller on hold, Kevin. I think I know who it is. He's checking. But we're going to pull on somebody from Redcast, I believe. Ooh, Matt, you might enjoy this conversation.
Who is this?
Just give a second. You can ask away, because... Yep. So, were you talking about a jail, or was I just having a brain fart back to underwear? Did you say something about a jail?
A hospital.
A hospital, okay. I love both hospitals and jail. So, what's a hospital like? Is it pretty awesome?
Oh, I was there over the weekend. there's stories of, like, little kids in the basement. There's a morgue is in the basement, so the elevator by the basement opens and closes. Then you kind of hear somebody groaning by the cafeteria. And it's almost like you can almost guarantee hospital be haunted, like, or have at least one spirit in it. It's just, I don't know what hospital, whether it's big or small, doesn't have a spirit in it. It's just...
Oh, absolutely. There's a morgue in there. Yeah, I love to find hospitals that have never been done, and I convince the owners to let me in, and I won't put out, like, their name or anything. I'll just say a private hospital. And I always have great luck. I mean, you know, it's a place where people go and they're either trying to recover or they pass away. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know what is taking Kevin so long and why he's not putting this person on. But
oh, hey, real quick, I do want to throw it out. Coming up October 4th and 5th is the Chicago Growth Conference. And some of the main headliners that are going to be there are Chris Fleming, Josh Gates, Jeff Belanger, Dave Schrader is going to be there, Chris Lutz, John Zaffis, and my dear, 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 dear friend Ursula Bielski is the one hosting it. We've been kind of wrapping up final stuff over the past week, and it's going to be just a damn, damn good time. And I have more paranormal stuff, but I'm really interested to see who the caller is.
Why? Where did he go? He
hung up. Oh, he's going to Skype in.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah,
he said in about 5 to 10 minutes or so. So,
okay.
If I disappear again, it's to make sure I get him where he needs to go to Skype in.
Okay. Matt is going to be a surprise. It's going to be a surprise.
But, uh-oh.
No, you've never met him, so you have nothing to fear, but I think you might have some good questions for him. Yeah. You know, you can get some dirt from him about my life.
You know me. I don't try and get dirt on anybody.
No.
Oh, you know. Fun dirt, come on.
I think you're kind of giving it away, but we'll see.
Lee, did you say your house is haunted?
It's 104 years old.
So you live in a haunted house. So does Jody. Her house is haunted as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I have dogs too as well, so they're used to seeing stuff, whether it's spirits, because they're used to just random spirits walking around. I guess if it's something that they're not used to, they'll just bark in the middle of the night. So it's, I think animals are more sensitive to spirits. I have a parrot too, and sometimes she'll just stare and just follow something closely, and
yeah. Oh, definitely.
I love when it's dead silence, and Kevin's response is always yeah.
No, right.
Well, I gotta say something. Damn.
Shit. Hey, real quick, Jody. Since you're closest, have you ever been to the Whispers Estate in Indiana?
You know, I have never investigated in Indiana, and if I ever did, you know what I would want to do? I would want to do Bigfoot.
Well, the reason I asked about anything about the Whispers Estate is there's a TAPS Institute thing coming up on November 9th that I might be going to, and I believe that Jason and Dave are going to be there.
Jason and Dave. I don't know who they are.
From TAPS.
Those people. I've never...
Jason Hawes,
yeah,
and Dave Tango.
Jason. And who else? Dave?
Dave Tango.
Yeah, I've never met Dave either. I've met his father.
Oh,
and
Bruce?
He was such a sweetheart.
Oh,
I really
love
liked
Bruce.
Him. Yeah.
Oh,
really good
for
people.
For some reason, and I don't know why, and I even said this when I was talking to Bruce about it. Bruce sends me messages daily. Hey, where's the rest of those EVPs from you? And I'm like, well, Dennis has them. So Dennis has now emailed Bruce Hango the It Puts the Lotion on Its Skin DVPs. I don't know what he's going to do with them.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if I want to know.
I think whatever is coming at you is going to be good. You know, it's going to give everybody a great little laugh. We'll probably download it and play it on our show. And we'll do a tribute, you know. And then next time you're at an event, I'll definitely make sure that somebody's, like, recording you and getting you drunk again. Because not only is your photography amazing.
Oh, yeah.
With your audio,
yeah,
but your audio is just as good.
You know what? And, Jody, I know you like that picture. I know you saw it.
Yeah.
Which, if everybody who's listening right now wants, go to CPR Matt, scroll down to the gayest photo you can find on my page, and
I think that next time you see Scott, you should put on a bikini, like a neon green. Or we'll just find you, like, some guy stripper outfit that has, like, almost like, what is that dude's name? I don't know his name, but you know what I'm talking about. It's just basically the undies and the whole thing, like, comes up over your shoulder on one side.
Oh, so, yeah, you're talking about, like, the Borat.
Yeah. You know, I've never seen that still. I just couldn't get past those panties. Like, I don't know. I just can't.
Right. Well, also, Jim Carrey did kind of the same thing, too.
Will you do pigtails like Jim Carrey?
I don't have the hair for it, but I can.
Well, maybe you could grow it out.
Well, that's a lot of an investment.
Pull it together.
You could put a
wig
on.
You know what? Grow it out a little bit. We'll put something together, and if you grow your hair out, let me put some pigtails in, then I'll shave all around it, and then you can put that outfit on, and I will film you and Scott, him and his tutu. You guys need to find some heels, though. You're going to fucking do it. You got to do it right.
Shit, Jody's got a plan. This ain't right. But, no, all right. Well, let me kind of, for everybody who's listening, seriously, if you go to CPR Matt and you scroll down a little ways from all the show promotions and all that kind of stuff, you're going to come up on a picture of me. That I did the under flip and the pull through on the shirt, and I was quite provocative, if you're a homosexual male, wearing a very, very classy fedora. And what had happened in this whole scenario is I was walking around the floor of Parafest. And I was walking up to, like, well, part of that was Dave Tango's doing, David Roundtree, Rebecca from Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. I was gathering all this information from the people who were there presenting and also people who were there visiting. I bought a douchebag T-shirt, which is glittery chrome skulls, wings, like it's fucking terrible. Fortunately, it was on sale. And so I was walking around to everybody, and I was walking up to him and say, hey, I know you're not going to offend me. I know I look like a douche. That's what I'm going for. How can I make this outfit douchier? And that was the product of the conversation.
Wow.
And Rebecca from Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum was actually the one who took that photo.
You know, I'm convinced that these events are a gathering of getting drunk and getting laid.
Yeah, no, that, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But, wait, do you say getting lame or laid?
Laid, like, that's what's on people's minds, you know?
You know,
part of the reason why I've left some events because, or I won't stay at the same hotel, because I'll have people, like, messaging me before events, like, wanting to hook up, and it's like, you know, I got to turn them down. I'm like, let them know where the hell I stand, and it makes me feel uncomfortable sometimes, but that's why I did some events, like, with not even announcing myself. I just showed up, and people were like, what? It was like, yeah, I've known for months, but I just asked them not to promote me. So I want to deal with it. It's not that for me. It's business. Oh, our buddy just came back on through Skype.
All right.
Get
him on.
Get ready.
Did I do it right?
Yeah, you did it right.
How do I sound? Do I sound Skype-licious?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, my God. So,
all right, everybody. This is the male crystal ball. This was my first camera guy for the Paranormal House Squad. And he is back.
So I was your first camera guy? First,
well, gay... for Paranormal Hot Squad, yeah, pretty much.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
But I was working with other people, you know, way before you. But, you know, as far as, like, the Paranormal Hot Squad, yeah, you were the first camera guy.
Oh, wow.
So you got to see all the beginning of the end.
the beginning of the end of the Paranormal Hot Squad. Well, I'm so happy to be here, and I just want to take this time to say hello to everybody. Probably didn't know who the hell it was, but I'll take the time.
You're breaking up.
I'm breaking
up. Guys?
Breaking up?
Is he breaking up for you guys?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, should I just call from my phone, or should I just stay like this?
No, you're not breaking up right.
How about now?
Now you're fine.
Now I'm good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's Jody, and there's Kevin, and who else do we have? Who else am I on this lovely show with?
Yeah, I was waiting for you guys to actually roll out the red carpet, but apparently that's not going to happen.
Well, hey, yeah, because, you know, I went to Scarefest with Jody, not to talk over y'all, shut up real quick, but just to make a point. I was at Scarefest with Jody, and she was so busy, she forgot to talk to half the people. So don't feel bad. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Yes, I am Matt. I do Mondays Full Spectrum Unleashed and Wednesdays Full Spectrum on the same network. So I used to host the show with Sarah until she decided to move away, and Mondays with Brittany when it was Into the Darkness Radio.
Oh, well, it's very, very, very nice to meet you.
Same with you. Is Bree still with us?
I am.
He's going to be the newest member of the crew, and maybe you can help us out with this. We need to help her out with a show name. So it's not all about the people who are on the radio network. It's about the guests too. We all have to get together and name a show for Bree.
Perfect. Well, Bree, what kind of subject matter? Is it only paranormal? Is it fun? Is it, you know, like, what kind of, give me a little something to work with, baby.
It's going to be a little bit of everything, you know, probably, you know, mainly the paranormal. I'm talking about government, law enforcement, military. It's going to be everything.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. And I'm sorry, and when does it start?
We hadn't set a date for actual air date, but she's going to be airing on Fridays here on this network. We hadn't set an actual start date yet.
Take your time and do it right. You know, there's no rush. You know, you want to get on and do it right. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to talk to you a little bit. You know, why don't you tell me about yourself? Like, first, let's start off with what you're wearing.
Actually, no, this
she's
is a good
wearing
t-shirt.
Dirty panties that she's getting ready to take off and put into your wallet so you get pink eye later.
Well, if she's wearing Jody panties, those aren't panties at all because I don't know Jody.
No,
actually, I'm wearing a t-shirt that says, I figured out what I want to be when I get older. And then under that, it says younger, so.
Well, how old are you? I'm 35.
I'm 22.
Oh, please. You're 20 years old, and you're gonna wear a shirt like that. Give me a break. Okay, I already don't like you, so let's get on with the next question. Come on. So you're an old hag, 22-year-old that's been wearing co-host your own show, and you want to ask a young 35-year-old like me, and I guess the rest of the panel, what kind of show you should. Let's see. Okay, so what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun?
She goes on in hospital.
Actually, I want to train in the MMA, fight MMA. And
oh, that's hot. That's very hot.
What else?
Do you do any...
Hey, you know what?
Yes.
Kevin has to get you, I can't remember her name, but we interviewed a girl who was on a professional wrestling chick team in California, and I think they have a TV show, don't they, Kevin?
Yeah, Lana Starr. Or Lana Starr.
You need to hook them up so that they can talk, because... she might know people that could help her.
Yeah.
Hey, mm-hmm. Hey, Bree, real quick. Have you ever heard of the Fight Chicks clothing line?
No, I actually haven't.
All right. Let me hook you up with, it's a girl I went to high school with that started Fight Chicks, and they do every single MMA event throughout the country. They know they're, like, friends with every fighter. If you see, the logo is like a circle with a girl with long hair and a profile with, like, two fists up, almost like the Fighting Irish thing. That's their logo. So if you see Fight Chicks, they're in Vegas constantly, and they sponsor all the major, major fights. So
that'd be awesome.
I'll talk to my friend Beth, and I'll see what I can put together for you as far as that goes.
See, Jody, I get people that come on the network that'll kick ass, right, Bree?
Right.
They'll kick some ass.
I like you now, like even more than I did before, and I liked you before. But knowing that, like, that's one of your goals, I think that's badass, and I think you got to go for it, and you got to go kick some frickin' ass, like own it. Own it hard. Yeah.
Right.
That's the pot right there, okay? A woman that can defend herself and just beat somebody's ass, like, that's hot, you know?
I actually knew a professional. I knew a professional woman who beat men's ass for a living. Her name is Fetish Jade, and she got tied up and all that stuff. Oh, yeah, so, Brittany, back to the important stuff. So, what's your bra size? What you working with, baby? I'm an A cup. I'm growing into a B cup, so you know, let's be, let's
He's
divulge.
Telling the truth.
I mean, if you're embarrassed, I'll tell you my penis size. I mean, we're trying to make it comfortable for everyone. I'm telling you, girl, I'm a solid. All right,
so
I'm a solid. Red. I'm a solid 4 inches. Okay.
Okay, shut up. I'm backing you up.
Wait, solid 4 inches or flaccid 4 inches? What?
We're gonna just get away from this. Matt, do you have any questions for Brad being the first, or even Kevin, like what it was like for him to be a camera guy to a group of women?
Well, any kind of stories that you got about Miss Jody there, because I've known Jody. Oh, it's going on almost 2 years, but I don't know everything about her, especially when, you know, Hot Squad was first coming off the ground and you, you know, hanging out with her and the other girls. You know, what's it like with Jody when you're with her? She as crazy as she says she is?
Well, am I coming through clearly, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when I went on ghost hunts with Jody, she was crazy as can be. She burped, but she didn't fart on her ghost hunts. And as for the other girls, they were a little bit crazy too. Let's see what else. Okay. Well, just all silliness aside, I'm an actor, singer, songwriter, hot, all around hot mess. You know, I like to do videography. You know, when I got introduced to Jody, I went and picked her up from the airport, and, you know how when you meet some people and you have that just instant connection, you know, you felt like you've known them for years. Well, you know, I had that with Jody, and it's so funny because, you know, I was, you know, out in Hollywood and all that. And, you know, with being out in Hollywood, you know, when you meet people, you're like, yeah, I did this, this, and this, and this, and here's this, this, and this. You know, you kind of learn to just, I guess, talk about yourself and try to, you know, make yourself, you know, I guess, look bigger. But I never did that. I was just showing her what. So the point is I played her Whore of Demons. And that was the song I wrote for a movie. And she loved it, and she's like, I want you to sing Whore of Demons in the demon room. And so we just got off on a tangent, you know, and talking about that. And, you know, I find Jody to be very, very interesting. Not, you know, some people might think she's all crazy and stuff, which she is, but she's also very smart. And, you know, she's very smart. I love hearing about her interesting stories. But I personally was very, very – shut that dog up. I was very intrigued. I'd never, you know, honestly, as a child, I had had, you know, a couple paranormal experiences. I played with the Ouija board. The Oracle levitated. Uh-oh, am I still on? Okay. The Oracle levitated, stuff like that. And, you know, whenever I was 16, I started, you know, experiencing being clairvoyant, and it really scared me. So when Jody came into my life, it sort of reawakened that. And, you know, I was just excited and scared to go on a ghost hunt. So I'm sorry, I probably more than answered your questions. But, no, it was very cool. And, yes, Jody is crazy to go hunt with. But I'll tell you one thing. She's never boring, and she never doesn't get results. She always gets results, and that's the really cool thing. You know, it might be a little freaky to, you know, hear and all that, but yeah, being in the Paranormal Hot Squad, it was, for me, it was like I was just, you know, I was the man amongst the women. You know, most people, you know, he's a gay guy, he's one of the girls. Well, you know, if you think that of me, you really don't know me. You know, yeah, I wear glitter and, you know, all that crap when I do sing and ghost hunt and whatever. But, you know, I'm a man's man. I'm not going to lie. you know. But
yeah.
you know, it was really fun. You know, I enjoyed the cattiness and the drama, but you know, sometimes it just got to a point. You know, when you get a bunch of you know girls together, no offense, Jody, you know, but you know, it gets kind of bitchy and fun, and you know, and the exciting thing for me
when
was
when shit goes
I was,
down, it goes
yeah.
down. So fucking hard.
Yeah, and the thing is that you know I got to capture a lot of that on film, and a lot of people did not see because you know Jody released you know Open Minded Paranormal, and a lot of people didn't really see all the drama that went on behind the scenes. So I think in the near future that the viewer is going to see a little more drama and a new new release. So I'm very excited
about it. We'll go ahead and talk about it.
Okay, fine.
So I just made up copies and I'm sending them to Brad and he's going to recut one of our old investigations and show the drama and we're going to go ahead and put it out there because I am a freaking cunt in this movie.
No, hang on a minute. Now, hang on just a minute.
This shit tried to play the okie doke on me, and I was not having it. So
well,
it shows total bitch mode, you know? I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm not going to be playing the okie doke
on. Jody, hang on just a second. Just because you're taking up for yourself, you know, this guy, in a nutshell, this guy was ripping her off, and I don't think that that makes you a, you know, see you next Tuesday if you're going to stand up for yourself. I think that's a common misconception. That doesn't make you a see you next Tuesday. That makes you a strong, independent woman, and I was very happy to capture that on film. You know, she wasn't taking any shit. She was very, you know, professional. She was just like, I'm not going to have it.
He ended up dumping us on the side of the road.
Yeah, he dumped us on the side of the road, and there were some other things. It's really, really juicy footage, and I can't wait for everybody to see it because, you know, it was a hot mess, and, you know, I just can't wait for everybody to see it.
Yeah.
So we're currently trying to retitle the movie. You know, Brittany, you were wanting a title for your show. It's funny because you and I are in the same boat because I really want to retitle the movie something else. So, you know, I might need a little help with that. So, okay, I'm sorry. The floor is whomever's.
Yeah. So, what's the craziest thing you saw people do?
Oh, as far as whenever we filmed Open Minded Paranormal?
Or just, you know, throughout, like, the craziest shit that somebody did.
You mean paranormal or just in Hollywood?
Either one.
Well, I have some Hollywood stories myself, but.
Well, you know, I'll be brief because I don't want to hog it all up, but, you know, I just moved from the Midwest to Hollywood 3 years ago, and, you know, I wanted to experience new things. So, you know, one of my best friends, you know, is the top dominatrix to the stars. And so she had me over to her place for a domination celebration. And it was really, really interesting. And there was another dominatrix there, and they had asked me, they said, you know, do you want to watch a beating? And I said, okay, because, you know, earlier they had an array of whips out, and, you know, whips are hot. I mean, Brittany, am I right?
Brie.
Brie? I'm sorry.
Like the cheese.
Brie, B-R-E-E.
Okay, I think I'm back on.
Okay, sorry, you can kick me in the nuts when you see me in person for messing up your name. But, so, I went into, you know, a room, and I saw, you know, a woman start beating another woman with a whip, you know, slowly. It was very methodical. And I watched it for about 20 minutes, and when she changed whips and the blood started to fly, that's when I had to leave the room. So that's one of the crazier stories that I have about Hollywood. But I guess if I want to slash that with a paranormal story, you know, experiencing Linda Vista Hospital with Jody Parks is it's an adventure in itself. I wished I had been the one that had went on Jody's solo, but when I saw you know, the footage of Jody solo, you know, she was doing everything to get results. She was, you know, turning the crosses upside down and just, you know, just trying to get a reaction. That's the craziest thing that I have seen thus far with Jody. But
yeah.
I've
heard some of the stories that through doing the show with Jody, she's talked about Linda Vista quite a bit.
Yeah, you know, it was Linda Vista was really, really cool, and you know, we had, you know, during the investigation, you know, when we were filming Open Minded Paranormal, it was you know, we had some kids messing with us, and there was just a lot of things that were going on. And, you know, I really want to, well, no, I'm going to take my time and really, you know, put together the events that happened. You know, there were a couple of interviews that I did on my phone and, you know, with the girls, with all the girls that were in the hot squad at the time. And, you know, I really want to kind of show more of everyone's personality. And, you know, I mean, my God, I wanted some more burping from Jody. I'm obsessed. I'll tell you what, I'm upset. Nobody thinks that I'm really gay because I talk about Jody Park so much. I'm like, hey, isn't that guy hot? And then I'm like, oh, well, look at this girl, you know, da, 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 da. So Jody, you know, it was like, you know, when I was 17, you know, I loved the movie Showgirls, and everybody was like, oh, well, he can't be gay if he likes Showgirls, and, you know, obviously that's a telltale sign. But now it's kind of like, oh, well, he can't be gay if he likes that burping girl so much, you know, because Jody's a babe, you know. And one of the things that was, you know, strange about Scarefest, it was really funny. There was a group of guys, and Jody and I passed by, and I was all dressed up. I had my hair blue and my beard blue, and I looked like I did, you know, just like I did on Conan O'Brien. And, you know, I walked by with Jody, and I had these guys, you know, or this one guy say something to me. He's like, oh, looks like a blue homo. And I immediately said, looks like a blue pimp, because it's like, I'm sorry, but, you know, you don't judge somebody just by walking by, and you're the dude that's hanging around, you know, in a meat convention, and I'm the one with a pretty lady on my arm, so you need to quit hating. But other than that, Scarefest was really, really fun. I was expecting a little more excitement from Scarefest, but, you know, I met a lot of really cool people. It was really cool meeting Phil. And am I talking too much, Jody?
No.
Okay. You know,
I was going to go back to that moment when that guy called you a, what did he call you again?
He said, looked like a blue homo. And
yeah,
right.
Had I not been completely wasted and needing to get to the car, if I would have been sober at that moment, Brad, I would have turned around and started running at that fuck face, and I probably would have jumped on him and started pounding his head in, okay? Like, so,
well,
that's probably, like, that, like, later on the next day when I remembered that, I was like, man, if I would have been sober, I'd have turned around and beat the fuck out of that dude. I would have.
Well,
you know my mouth. You know my attitude and shit.
Yeah,
like that.
I know that.
Pisses me off.
I know that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Jody. It's like I'm learning to take up for myself and stick up for myself. And that guy personally, any of those men didn't deserve to have you touch them in any way. So,
right.
You know. So
thank
amen.
You.
So, but yeah. So what else?
Well, see what I want to know is if in fact that the photo op that I got at Parafest, if Brad thinks it's hot or not.
Oh,
oh,
well,
I'd love to see it. Yeah, where, Matt, okay, let me go to your
page. Yeah,
yeah,
see, I want to
see. Wall because, Kevin, could you play the EVPs that were captured by Matt?
Oh, God.
Oh.
Listen to these, Brad, okay?
This was captured at Parafest at about 3 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, early Sunday, by his counterpart and co-host Dennis. Here's the, and this is in their hotel room. Here's the first one.
It puts the lotion on his skin, or else it gets fucking. You know,
and here, is the second one.
It puts the lotion on his skin, or else it gets fucking. You know,
that's the first one again.
Yeah.
The
it puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
It's safe to say that he was drinking.
No, the first one I wasn't. That's the best part.
I'm so ready to see a picture. I want to see this picture. Nobody's.
I'm
Facebook.
Still trying to find it. I gotta go back a couple
weeks. I want to see this picture, but yeah, it was fun. You know, being a part of the Paranormal Hot Squad. I mean, it was just like, you know, the idea of it was fun. You know, and honestly, at the time when I was filming it, I just got out to Hollywood and. You know, you're hungry and you're thirsty and you're ready to be on TV and you're ready to do this and you're ready to do that. And, you know, in hindsight, you know, I felt like I was a little more vulgar than I wanted to be, you know. And, you know, not that I've not been vulgar here, but I can get a lot worse. Can't I, Jody?
Oh, you can get freaking nuts, dude. Like... I was the one, always the calm one, like, that's why I didn't release the footage, you know, I was always trying to keep, like, the drama out, the really crazy stuff, I've done everything to tone stuff down. Yeah, you get crazy.
Okay.
I like that, though. I like that.
Okay.
It's unpredictable.
Okay, Matt?
Yeah.
I love the white belt. I loved how you accessorized the cigarette with the white belt. And I'm trying to sound as gay as I can. I love the white belt. And I love how you accessorize
the cigarette. How your hands are rolled up a little.
The cigarette.
No, dude. Go ahead.
Let me finish my commentary, okay? This is Fashion Police. I love how the shirt, you know, bounces off your pretty little titties. And the hat is just beautiful. So, no, it's a really cool picture. Do you see what I look like? Because I'm sure you would have a heyday with that.
Yeah. No, it's one of those things where I have, and I know you've openly admitted on the show that you're gay, and I have a shit ton of friends that are gay, and I have absolutely no problem with that. And I hope, and that was one thing that I hoped that I wasn't coming across as offensive in posing and being a straight male and that I'm not gay. I thought about that after I posted. I'm like, is that wrong?
You're asking me if I'm offended by the photo?
Well, yeah, in a way.
No.
I'm not.
Brad's not like that.
Here's the thing, Matt. You know, everybody's different. You obviously seem like a fun guy, and you know, who cares if you tie your shirt up and you put a cigarette? I mean, who cares? It's all about having fun. You're not saying in that photo, "Oh, go gay bash people and call someone a fag or anything." You're just having fun. So, no, me personally. You know, I mean, dude, I have blue hair and glitter on my face, so I'm about as gay as it gets. It doesn't offend me one bit. You know, I'm not. It just really depends on the person. You know, you're just having fun. Who cares? You know, it's not offensive. If someone is offended by that photo, then you know they really need to take a look at themselves. You know, it's like, you know, pull your head out of your ass and you know, have a little fun. So the answer is no, I'm not offended. And anybody gay that's offended with that, who cares? I mean, like you said, you've got gay friends, and, you know, I wouldn't worry about it.
No, yeah, it's people like, you know, at Scarefest when you're walking by and they just like, you know, call somebody a fucking name just for no reason. Or, you know, like Brad does have, you know, I've witnessed it twice with him where people, like, you know, men just will yell out, call him a fag, or it's, you know, it's so unacceptable.
Well,
that was, so, you know, the next time it happens, like, somebody's getting their ass kicked by me. I better be sober.
Go ahead.
That honestly was the funny thing about that photo. When I took it is there were people in the peanut gallery, which were the ones who were trying to get in to Parafest that, you know, I ran into them on the floor or whatever, and they're like, oh, well, that's that gay guy. I'm like, no, well, how about it's about having fun?
Exactly. Come on.
I'm like, if you really, truly want to be judgmental, let's talk about your lip piercing.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So how's our time looking?
We're about out.
We are now into the archive, so we're going to wrap it up here shortly.
Oh, see, see, Kevin, that's the problem. You don't roll like we roll. Dennis and I will take up the full 3 hours.
I love it.
Too good.
I love it. Well, I guess if we're running out of time, I just want to say thank you to, you know, Jody, Kevin. It was a pleasure to meet Bree. It's a pleasure to meet you, Matt. It's a pleasure, you know, having fun with you guys and kind of let it all hang out. And, you know, I just, I don't know, look forward to meeting you guys at maybe future events possibly. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Do you have anything, Brad, that you would like to plug for yourself?
Well, I don't have anything like I'm selling, but you can Facebook me, Male Crystal Ball, MaleCrystalBall. It's all one word. You can like my page. You can Twitter me. I'm at Male Crystal Ball. You can also Instagram me. I'm at Male Crystal Ball. And I have a YouTube channel, again, Male Crystal Ball, SoundCloud, Male Crystal Ball, or Brad Kilmer. That's BRADKILMER, like the actor, except not Val.
Sweet.
Thanks for coming on, Brad.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to meet you tonight, and I hope your show is the best of luck and Brad's always willing to help with a name if you need
it.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, Brad. Brad, I have to plug us tomorrow. It's our 1 year. We did it for you, so just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
But no, tomorrow, Brad, we're doing Full Spectrum Radio, same network, same time for our 1 year anniversary, and we're trying to get as many people as possible involved. If you have the time, you wouldn't mind calling in, you'd more than welcome to call in and shoot the shit.
Nice. I actually have my guitar in my hand. I'll call, shoot the shit, sing you a song. Just friend me on Facebook and send me the link, and I'd be happy to.
We'll do that.
And happy anniversary.
Nice. Thanks so much, guys, for coming on.
Oh, y'all trying to get off the phone real quick.
Well, I want to eat. I haven't eaten tonight, damn it.
I haven't either. But you have to call in. You
all
deal
right
with the shit.
Well, Bruce, thanks for calling in, and we'll get your show going up. Matt, I'll call in tomorrow and give you shit. Jody, you got a song to play us to get us out of here?
I do. Of course I do.
with those that work forces. Draw the thing that burns crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told ya. 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 And 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 now you do what they told ya. Those who die are justified for wearing the bad, yeah, they're clothed in white. They're justified. Those who died for wearing the bad, yeah, they're clothed in white. Those who died are justified for wearing the bad, yeah, they're clothed in white. They're justified. Those who died for wearing the bad, yeah, they're clothed in white. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of. Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told ya. 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 Now you do what they told ya.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.